Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Traber. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Juan Bonilla. Batting ninth. The catcher, John Stefiro. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Schroem. And now, play ball. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Allenson for a passed ball. Lynn moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up towards third. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Franco for the out. Bernazard moves to third. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bernazard scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field. Butler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Butler. Traber moves to third. Sheets moves to second. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Traber scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. John Stefero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Stefero fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Sheet settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-1 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allenson. The throw from Stefero and he is safe. Allenson steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Lynn chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Stefero fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Stefero. Allenson scores. Bernazard goes all the way around to score. Franco moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Malley. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Stefero and he is safe. Carter steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Sheet settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall is walked intentionally. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carter moves to third. Hall moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-1, Indians. Tony Arnold now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arnold fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Traber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Traber reaches second base with a double. Murray goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Indians. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Traber moves to third. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Traber scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Indians. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bonilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Bonilla reaches second base with a double. John Stefero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefero is 0 for 1 in the game. Stefero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonilla scores. It's 7-4, Indians. Dickie Knowles now pitching. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson bunts towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. Tabler moves to second. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler scores. It's 8-4, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Stefero to Ripken and they have Bernazard trapped. The throw over to Traber, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Brian Olker's now pitching. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Traber hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lynn tags and scores. One out. It's 8-5, Indians. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Brad Haven's now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field. Lynn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lynn. Hall scores. Snyder moves to third. It's 9-5, Indians. Odell Jones now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Snyder scores. Butler moves to third. It's 10-5, Indians. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby now playing third base. Corey Snyder now playing shortstop. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bonilla hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stefero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stefero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles 5. The Indians will come to bat. John Shelby now playing right field. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Stefiro and he is safe. Bernazard steals second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. Shelby moves to second. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shelby moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shelby scores. 2 outs. It's 10-6, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Traber for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles 6. The Indians will come to bat. Scott McGregor now pitching. Larry Sheets now catching. Jim Dwyer now playing left field. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Traber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-6, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Wills now pitching. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bonilla hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Orioles 6. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shelby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Allenson for a passed ball. Shelby moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Lynn strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shelby moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Baltimore Orioles, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.